Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Dubmatic.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Center.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Enman, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. We are about to count down, as we do every week, the top 20 charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, and that includes 32 stations this week. You can also find specialty charts for multiple genres, monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Yeah, and you can find us online as well. It is earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to connect with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We'll do that for you. You just give us an email, we'll get an interview set up, and we'll also spin a track from your latest release or whatever you've got out at the time. So do that. Get in touch with us. We've got a big show lined up. We got the countdown. We are also talking with one of the artists on the charts this week. Candle Osborne caught up with us to let us know what she's up to after her first debut album release. And we're also going to be talking to Stephen Karlick, as we do every week as well. We'll get it all kicked off, or we'll start it all off with number 20.
Yeah, a somewhat surprising return to the program. Maybe not all that surprising at number 20, all the way back up from number 37 is the new Arcade Fire record Reflector. And you're going to hear a track called Normal Person. After that, number 19, back up from 22 is Angel Olsen from Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Here's a track called High and Wild. And after that, 18 down from 15, Mogwai from Rave Tapes. You're going to hear a track called Deesh, and then we'll be back.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's Earshot 20. Here's your number 20 spot, Arcade Fire.
This monitor's a little bit high. Thank you guys so much for coming. Sorry about that. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Yeah.
Strange as a normal person, is anyone who's crazy?
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Number 18.
Earshot 20.
That was Deesh by Mogwai there at number 18, down from number 15. And their latest on Sub Pop is called Rave Tapes. Before that, at number 19, up from 22, was Angel Olsen, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, and a track called High and Wild. And starting us off was Normal Person by Arcade Fire at number 20, all the way up from 37, is their latest called Reflector.
If you're just joining the program, we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, that's Brian Cleveland. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be chatting with an artist who's charting on the charts, actually entering the charts this week at a pretty high spot. And what does it look like otherwise, Brian, for entrances into the charts? Were there a lot in the top 20? A
couple of debuts in top 20 this week, including our very next album.
Oh, well, I don't want to prolong it then. Let's hear all about it.
All right, number 17 is the debut of Calgary fuzz pop band Pine Tart's latest record, which is entitled Wolves Named the Moon. Here's a track called Mosul. With Candle Osborne to chat about her debut album In Flames. She's on the line right now. Candle, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the phone.
Congratulations on this, your first album. How long were you working on this before it was in a place that you felt ready to release it?
Well, it mostly just took a long time to get the opportunity to record it, as I had the songs and many more ready over 2 years ago, and I couldn't do anything until we found a label, and we had to wait for money to come through, and we had way too many songs and had to cut down from like 50 to 30 to now whatever we're at, 12. So we had it ready like almost a year ago to release, and we just had to wait for things to fall into motion and the right time to come.
And you worked with Sam Goldberg on this record. What was it like working with him?
Well, pretty chill since he's my best friend. But I found him before I made the EP, and I kind of forced him to play on the EP. just, you know, he added in guitar, and then he ended up playing bass too, and mentioned if I was ever in Montreal, we could jam. So I up and moved to Montreal, and we started the band. So worked out well for me.
Very cool. And what was the recording process like for this album? Is it putting the tracks together, and how did you kind of pick which ones you were going to put on, because you had so much music to choose from?
We had to do a lot of voting. And once we narrowed it down to, I think, about 20, we started pre-production, and we were jamming out in BC with the drummer we used on the EP, this really cool guy. And we just had to go and see which were the strongest, which we, you know, came alive the most as a band, and not just me and my guitar. And we just kept eliminating until we thought we chose the top tracks.
Candle, we'll get you to hang on the line as we jump back into the charts. Here's Blackie and the Rodeo Kings at number 16 this week. It's your shot 20.
No, I'll stop. I never went to school because I thought I knew it all. Now I'm learning my lessons in the juvie hall. I never went to work, I never knew what for. And now my life slips away on the factory floor. Because I bet it all away with the dice I rolled. I gotta stay hungry if I wanna get more. It's easy come and easy go. Now I gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Well, I learned about love by playing in a band. I thought I had it good doing one night stand. I was young and fast like a rebel song. No rear view mirror showing where I've gone. But then I bet it all away with the dice I rolled. I gotta stay hungry if I wanna get more. It's easy come and easy go. Now I gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old. It's a room that spins. Cause I've been it all away with the dice I roll. Gotta stay hungry if I wanna get more. It's easy come and easy go. Now I gotta stay young if I wanna get old. I've been it all away with the dice I roll. I gotta stay hungry if I wanna get more. It's easy come and easy go. Now I gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old. Gotta stay young if I wanna get old.
Blackie and the Rodeo Kings sitting at number 16, down from number 10 last week. And still on the line with us is Candle Osborne, who has released her debut album, In Flames. And we're wondering, now that you've released this this great record, do you have any plans to take it on the road, do some touring, maybe across Canada or outside of Canada?
Yeah, I hope so. We so far, the only plans we have are we're doing a little tour in France next week, and we're just hoping that offers will come through to play through Canada, because that's all we want to do is play.
It's very exciting. And have you ever been outside of Canada to tour or do any live performances? Have you been to France before to play live music?
Yes. So we have now toured France twice, and we have not yet had the opportunity to tour Canada. But that is set to be the plan this year.
That's the hope. Well, hopefully you do, and hopefully you're down in our area as well as all across Canada. And the album is In Flames, and you can find out more by visiting candlemusic.com. That's candle with a K, music.com. Candle, it was great to chat.
Yeah, nice to talk with you.
And entering the charts at number 15 this week, here is In Flames. Stick around. You're listening to The Earshot 20. Earshot 20.
That was So Bad by Candle, and that Montreal-based songwriter releases her debut album entitled In Flames, and it debuted at the high spot of number 15. And of course, you heard from that very artist in the last little bit, and in between that, you heard from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. They're number 16, down from 10 this week, and their latest is called South. You heard a track called Gotta Stay Young. And a little while back before that, you heard from the Pine Tarts. Their latest Wolves Named the Moon debuts at 17, and you heard a track called Mosul.
Yeah, big thanks to Candle Osborne for joining us on the program, chatting with us about what's going on with her. And she's really excited to be going out to France. They've been to France before. She's going to be touring there and hoping to get some Canadian dates as well. So I'll try and put a good word in for her here in St. John. Who do I know, Brian?
Oh, who knows?
Who do I know that I can hook her up with? I don't know. I'll think about it. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we will be done the first 10. And of course, coming up in just a little bit, we'll be hearing from Stephen Karlick. Got some more festival news. It seems like And I know that this happens every year.
It's time of year.
I don't know why I'm surprised, but it just seems like there are so many festivals going on. And maybe it's because I'm not a festival goer that I'm just like, wow, maybe I should not be lazy this summer and go check one of these out.
I think people have selective memories around this time of year. They have selective memories that the snow doesn't disappear this early in the year. Yeah. They have selective memories about lots of things.
I'm more disappointed about the snow not disappearing yet, but...
March is the second most snowiest month of the year.
Where do you get your facts from?
I don't remember where I read that.
It was the Weather Network or something, but I'll trust you. I'll trust your judgment. Okay, well, then we'll hear about more festivals. Not so much the snow, though, but if you want to hear about that, you can check out the Weather Network. But first, a few more tracks to bring you. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here's one to try to warm you up. It's Old Man Ludikai's latest EP. It's called I Never Sang Before I Met You. It's at number 14 up from 20, and you're going to hear a track called Time Alone. After that, it's Mode Modern. They're at number 13, falling from number 11. Their album is called Occult Delight. And you're going to hear a track called Baby Bunny.
Here's number 14. It's the Earshot 20.
You're the blood of my blood, heart of my heart. This all was written in a glance at the start. You're the blood of my blood, heart of my heart. This all was written in a glance at the start. Well, time alone can mend your heart. Wake one day and you find it started. Time alone will mend your heart. Fix you when you're torn apart. It could happen to you. How did fate guide the glance that infused love in circumstance? Took a sad and lonely boy, filled his heart with a lasting joy. It could happen to you. Like it's happened to me. I've been kind of blue, you've been kind to me. You're the blood of my blood, heart of my heart. This all was written in a glance at the start. You're the blood of my blood, heart of my heart. This all was written in a glance at the start. A bud becomes a flower. Time alone knows the hour when true love reveals her power. It could happen to you, like it's happened to me. I've been kind of blue, you were kind to me. You're the blood of my blood, heart of my heart. This all was written in a glance at the start. You're the blood of my blood, heart of my heart. This all was written in a glance at the start. Blood of my blood, heart of my heart. This all was written in a glance at the start. Blood of my blood, heart of my heart. This song was written in a glance. It could happen to you. Wake one day and you find it started. Time alone will mend your heart. Fix you when you're torn apart.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 13.
I'm not afraid to die.
Baby Buddy by Mode Modern. They're number 13, falling just two spots this week. That's from their latest record, Occult Delight. And you heard from Old Man Ludikai's EP, fairly new EP called I Never Sang Before I Met You. It's at number 14, up from number 20. And you heard a track called Time Alone.
It's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're going to take a break from that and head to the phone and catch up with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine, a senior editor there and a friend of ours here as we talk about some of the things happening in the entertainment world and kick things off with finally the announcement from Oshiega after their weird and wonderful way of teasing concert goers or festival goers with their poster.
Yeah, Oshiega is exciting. Definitely a ton of people from, I would imagine, from the East Coast all the way through to Toronto are excited to go to Oshiega. It's all sort of within road tripping distance. And this year they had a mural that you could discern sort of images and clues from to find out who was playing the festival. And they held a big contest. You could win passes. But the big news, again, is that Outkast is playing. They're playing one date in Toronto, and now they've got a date in Montreal. So that's really exciting. We've talked about them before. Jack White's another headliner, the Arctic Monkeys. For the electronic fans, there's Skrillex. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are playing. Lord, Foster the People, Modest Mouse, which is special because they actually canceled the tour last year and have yet to come out with a new album. So all kinds of cool stuff coming. Pusha T, Local Natives, Childish Gambino, all that sort of fun.
And a long, long list of performers. And I know that Brian and I talked about this last week on the program. We were talking about, you know, who we thought. We were going through the poster, and I see Band of Horses is there. And Brian did guess that one. Pusha T was another that he was pretty quick on. So kind of a unique way to put out your lineup. And, of course, you can get the festival passes. They start at $250 and go up from there. But it's a great festival, so you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, and another Quebec festival announced this week, Amnesia Rock Fest, which is going for, I think it's third or fourth year this summer, and they've announced their lineup, which is being headlined by Blink-182, which is sort of special. They don't often play, and also playing will be Weezer, Megadeth, NoFX, Mastodon, Cypress Hill, The Used, Brand New, Taking Back Sunday, Billy Talent, Alice in Chains, and a whole host of others. It's very rock-centric. It's held in Montebello, Quebec, which is a pretty little town, which really opens its doors up to festival patrons at this time of year. It's a big deal for the town, and it's a big deal for rock fans.
And Blink-182 takes me back to when I feel like I was in high school then. So that's, if I went to that festival, I'd probably feel like I was back with all my pals from high school and living that dream again.
Not to mention Taking Back Sunday, The Used, Brand New, yeah, definitely. And I was laughed at in the office this week because I said that I bought Enema of the State on CD at Blockbuster Video. Someone said that is the most ancient way of saying that you bought music. not only on CD, but from a Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, it's the way of the past, and maybe it'll come back.
Maybe.
So we're going to move on now and talk a little bit about Beck. He's going to be going on a North American tour.
Yeah, Beck has just released his new album, Morning Phase, which will be to your liking if you're a fan of his 2002 album, Sea Change. He doesn't often play live. I've actually never seen him myself, but he's scheduled a tour between April and July, and he'll be hitting both Toronto and Montreal in Canada. Unfortunately, that's it for now in our country, but hopefully there's more to come. And he's got a ton of music that he's come out with since he last toured, including his Songreader project, which was an album presented as a book and that you could play live in order to have it come to life. And I know that he's working on something to do with that and putting out a compilation of people's covers.
Sounds like it will be a great show, and fans of Beck can check out the tour dates on your website. It's exclaim.ca. All right, Stephen, we're going to get you to hold on the line. We'll catch up with you in the second hour of the program. We're going to get back into the charts now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Warpaint. Their latest is a self-titled record at number 12, down from number 8. Here's a track called Biggie.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
Earshot 20.
That was Trouble Is My Name by the Dum Dum Girls. Their latest is called Too True. That's at number 11, down from number 7, and at number 12, down from number 8. Still sticking beside each other, it seems. That was War Paint. Their latest record is self-titled record, and you heard a track called Biggie.
And there you go. The first 10 is under the belt, and when we come back, the second hour of the program, it's the top 10 and a little bit more from Stephen Karlik, as well as Lowdown. But a little bit about this program, if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond, and Brian Cleveland joins me every week as we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can find out lots of information at the website. You should go check it out. And we broadcast and record live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, of which we'd like to give a shout out to right now.
You might be listening to us on such fine radio stations as Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Frederick, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Cortez Community Radio, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, The Scope at Ryerson University, East Coast KitchenParty.net, Radio Laurier, Small Town Radio in Ontario's West Northumberland County, Axe Radio, or Peach City Radio.
Wow. That's a list.
They're some great folks.
They are great folks. Thank you very much to them for carrying this program. You might also be listening to us through radioforall.net. If you download the program frequently or if you podcast the show, you might be podcasting it through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to it, though, thank you very much for tuning in and stick around because in the second hour of the program, there's lots more on the way. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.